Hey everybody, it's your girl Flo, and you have now entered into the Flo experience. Happy New Year! It is 2019, y'all, and we are already 10 days in. So time is moving quick. You gotta hit the ground running, and let's get it. All right, so I hope everybody enjoyed their holiday. Enjoyed your time with your friend and your family. If you're wondering if I did a New Year's resolution, the answer is no. Okay. I don't feel the need to do that. I already know what I got to do, and that's put in some work. A lot of the things that I've always wanted. So nothing has changed where that's concerned because it's a new year. I just need to have a new drive, new focus, and get busy, you know. So that's pretty much going to be what I'm going to do. So moving on, I hope everybody's doing all right. And we're going to go into this with another one of my experiences. And, you know, I always kind of, especially for my new listeners, lead you into understanding what this platform is all about. It's about any and everything that I experienced that I want to share. It could be a conversation with a friend that I think was extremely dope. It could be like an interesting person that I want to bring on the show and have them to share their experience and their journey. It could be other platforms where a message was brought out that I want to share, be it podcast or, like I said, I like the Red Table Talk, so I reference that sometimes, or it could be anything. But it's what I personally found as an experience that had a personal, profound effect on me that I would like to share with you all. Or it could just be me having, you know, a personal thought or feeling, or, you know, just something that I feel like can be a conversation. So always feel free, though, y'all, to respond to me. That's the one thing that I feel that I would like to see more of. I would like to see you guys reaching back out to me on any subject matter. If you just want to share your side of it or give me your feedback, or if you have questions, feel free to, you know, reach out to me. And I'll give you all my information at the end of this show, which is instinctively titled Thick Skin, right? We all know what that means, but let me go into it. So like I said, I like to use information that I get from other podcast platforms a lot of times. And I happened on this one podcast called Goal Digger, GOALDIGGER. And that right there caught my attention right away. So I wanted to know a little bit more about it. And the host and the creator is Jenna Kutcher. And she is a self-made millionaire, a marketing guru, a photographer, and an educator. And I just started following her on Facebook also. But, you know, her drive and her focus, and, you know, a lot of her episodes that I've, you know, listened to so far, I really think is interesting and good information for somebody who is aspiring to get outside of their normal box or their personal, you know, space with their, you know, regular 9-to-5, or if you just have a goal that you've set for yourself and you don't know what steps to take to get there. You know, there's all sorts of information out there to help us, and I'm not going to exclude myself, to help us, you know, make that journey or to at least get it started. You know, it's not like it used to be. There's a ton of information out here nowadays. So, but again, her name is Jenna Kutcher, and her podcast is called Gold Digger. And the one episode that I'm going to share with you all today is episode number 213. Listen, I need to get busy because she's in the 200s, and a lot of podcast people that have their own platforms are way ahead of the game. So, you know, I need to be more consistent and get out here a little bit more. But anyway, and the title of her episode is called Let's Get Personal. And so, like I said, I just started following her on Facebook, and she has a page called Gold Diggers Podcast Insiders. And it's basically a spot where people that are in the group can go on there and offer up their ideas or share their insight on one of the podcasts that she shared. But ultimately, they do a Q&A. And I think, you know, her being approachable in that way is just really, really important. You know, successful people should always, if they can, you know, make themselves available to people and approachable, especially to people who admire their tenacity and their hard work. Because, you know, we're all in this universe together. We are all spiritually connected one way or another, and we should help each other out. You know, you don't have to withhold information for, you know, unless you're, I mean, I don't know what your purpose would be, you know, so she's very approachable, and I like that about her because you can ask her questions and she personally directly answers. And then she will share that conversation on her podcast, which is what she did in this episode. So one of the Facebook group members asked her this question: how do you get over what people thought about you so you can build your business? And, you know, that, I mean, there were several questions in this episode, but this one stuck out. And I'm thinking, wow, do business owners really feel that, you know, there is a disconnect with them going into their business and truly fulfilling their dreams because of fear of what people think? And, you know, I can imagine that, but I didn't realize that, you know, it was a thing. So she goes on to share that she was at a retreat somewhere and another person approached her with a similar question, basically saying the same thing. And I'm thinking, dang, so it's a lot of people out here who are holding themselves back for fear of what other people are going to think of them. And, you know, that's a little disturbing, yet true, because that's why, you know, I'm using this as my experience with you all, because it's true to me. You know, for a long time, I didn't do a lot of stuff that I really loved to do because of the environment that I was in, and I knew I would be judged. So I lay back on a lot of stuff, and I'm just thankful that I have had the opportunity to evolve and get myself out there. So I totally understand where these people are coming from, but you know, it's one of those things where I just always thought it was just me, right? But it's not. And so I want y'all to know that it ain't just you if this is pertaining to you. So Jenna responded to the person at the retreat, and she shared her response with her Facebook group participant and then on her podcast. She responded by asking, what is it that's holding you back? And the lady at the retreat said to her, I just can't get past what people think about me. You know, and let's, you know, look at that in a more well-rounded point of view, because it's not just in business that we consider, you know, doing things based on what we think people are going to think, or not doing things based on what we think people are going to say. You know, we conform every day to social norms, and social norms determine what's good and what's not, you know, and I've talked about this before, and it's more so, you know, we all make choices, you know, based on the numerous things that we can choose to do, you know, that's out there, but we choose what's already been set up for us to, you know is the right thing to do, or, you know, what is acceptable. And so that's just based on what somebody thinks is supposed to be normal. You know, we lack sometimes that confidence in ourselves to just choose outside of all that normal stuff. And it's hard for people to get their minds wrapped around, you know, even though you claim to be, you know, a person who is open-minded and free from conformity, you're actually not. We all conform, because society, if nothing else, has set laws to make sure that we conform. You know, we don't walk around here just randomly doing crap that we know not only is not going to be socially acceptable, but we don't do things that are going to, you know, jeopardize our livelihoods, basically, or our everyday, you know. So that's that right there in itself boxes us into a mental setback, because, you know, our society has set standards and rules that we subconsciously follow. And some of that truly keeps us from being our true selves. So if you have found that you have close yourself off from being who you truly are because it's not norm to somebody, or you think it's not norm to somebody else, or you think it's not a standard to somebody else, or they won't receive it as being okay, you know, because it's not something that is a, you know, a said, a stated normalcy. You know, sometimes you have to hear it from somewhere else that it's okay and that it's normal before you step out and do it on your own. You know, we do that all the time, and people probably don't realize that they do. But anyway, that's just what I got from that. Like, when she said that she just can't get past what people think about her. And then Jenna answered her by saying, are you projecting your thoughts onto them? And what she means by that is, are you projecting your thoughts about yourself onto these people who you think are going to judge you? Right? So that's a whole nother twist to the idea of our fear of being judged. Is that really the actual fear, though? You know, or are we actually thinking that way about ourselves anyway, and are just projecting that out into the atmosphere thinking that that's what's going to come back? And the lady responded with, I don't know. You know, because really, can you honestly answer that for yourself? Do you, is somebody directly telling you that you're not, you know, if you know, how you're comfortable isn't okay, or what you want to do is not a good idea, or are you telling yourself that? So Jenna went on to mention the fact that when we think about what people think about us, we have these really deep insecurities, and we project those insecurities onto other people, basically overanalyzing yourself. So that's whoa, okay? That's a counseling session. Because why are you so, or what is it that you're insecure about? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you having that fear is an instinctive insecurity. But you are, you know, deflecting what it really is by saying, somebody's going to judge me. Right? So you trying to really protect yourself from yourself. That's what it sounds like to me. Okay. And so Jenna says in her own personal experience that what she's learned is that chances are people aren't even thinking about you. And, you know, she kind of softened that statement by saying she doesn't mean any harm. But let's think about that. Folks probably ain't studying you at all. And you running around here paranoid. And I'll give you an example. I used to, you know, go to the gym a lot, and I would invite my friend to go sometimes, and she wouldn't go. And, you know, all the while you may think, well, maybe she didn't want to go because most people like to, you know, have their own workout preference. Like some people like to work out in the fresh air, or, you know, some people prefer to do it at home because it's convenient. No, she didn't want to go to the gym because she was afraid of what people might think about her in the gym. Like she was afraid of the people in the gym judging her. And I'm thinking, but we all in the gym for the same damn reason. So, you know, now granted, I can understand how it might be a little intimidating. You walk into an LA Fitness and everybody is like cut with a butter knife, or, you know, pumped up on, you know, like they just fell out of a protein shake bottle. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, everybody looks good and they all polished and ready to go. But the end of the day, they're in there because they want to continue to be that way. And we got to work on us. You know, we can't just assume that, you know, people that are already where you want to be are going to judge you for not being there. Even though that might be likely, you can't stop yourself in your life or stop your, you know, your pace in this journey because of that idea. Because truly, you never know. And like Jenna said, folks probably ain't even thinking about you. You know, they got their mind zoned in on what it is they came there to do. They probably got the earbuds in. They're not thinking about you, period. So, you know, sometimes you got to get past that. But she wanted to clean up that particular statement without seeming harsh by saying that that statement was an empowering lift of freedom. So you have the freedom to know that it's okay to be yourself and to do whatever it is you want to do without fear of being judged, because people probably are going to judge you anyway, but you don't want to let that stop you. You know, you got to have some thick skin out here. That's just the way that it goes. She also goes into saying what I kind of hinted on earlier. You need to dig into where those insecurities are coming from and how you can combat them with truth. That is so real, you know, and I'm going to take it a little further into a bit of a different direction, but to open your mind up and give you the idea that, for instance, in my generation, you know, we were raised by men and women who were raised by men and women of in a time and era where, as Black people, you didn't have no choice but to be the best, be at the top of your class. You wasn't allowed to walk out of the house with your, you know, without your hair being straightened or without your clothes looking a certain way. You know, they had a lot of liberal organizers and liberal groups, but for the most part, if you want to get out here and get that job, you're gonna have to straighten yourself up and look a certain way, or these white folks ain't gonna give you, you know, no opportunities, or, you know, they gonna judge you. You know, we already, even fast forwarding in today, we get profiled for having dreads and all that kind of stuff. So sometimes those upbringings may have been done to protect us, but they may have also, in a deep-rooted manner, created some insecurities about who we truly are, because we had to mask who we truly were and who we truly are, you know, based on being protected from what could possibly happen to us simply for being who we wanted to be, you know. Especially, you know, I'm not just pointing it out on Black folks, but for the most part, we are very bold and full of color and vibrant and, you know, eccentric. You know, a lot of us aren't just basic, but a lot of that boldness is judged and deemed as being, you know, irrational and mean and threatening, you know, based on society who look at us in a certain way. And so when we were raised to dumb that down, you know, that may have created some insecurity. So now that we are fast forward a little bit past that, and we are, you know, so now it's a social norm for people to be just that, be bold, be colorful, and be bright and be proud. Yet some folks are still reserved, right? Because they don't know who's going to truly judge them for that without, you know, truly caring, which they shouldn't, but, you know, that's just what it is. So that's just kind of an idea as to how we can look in our insecurities as, you know, a tradition. It was just something you didn't do. You didn't go outside of, you know, society's norm, or, you know, you wouldn't survive. And then another quote that she gave, which I thought was really, really important. She said, nobody wins when you play small, right? So going back to me saying how we are all connected in this universe, we are all spiritually related, which says to me, when that, you know, in that concept, we are all spiritually responsible for each other. So if I play small and don't shine my light, not only am I doing myself a disservice, I'm doing my children a disservice. You know, it's not helping nobody who needs that outsource to give them that permission to be them, their true selves. You know, we all have to encourage each other. Like I said, Jenna is very approachable. You know, we need people around us that are doing exactly what it is that we want to do. You want to be around people who are like-minded. And, you know, if those like-minded people are dumbing themselves down, you'll never know, you know, that you are okay to express and yourself and live up to your full potential. You know, so we are all responsible for each other in this world, in that aspect. In my opinion. So, and then she goes on to say, You can't impact the world the way that you want to because you're too busy guessing what other people will think about you. So basically, you gotta let it go because, you know, we all have to do our part and whatever that is. And no, I'm not saying that, you know, we need to pressure ourselves as being role models. You know, that's a whole title and that's a whole pressure, excuse me, that, you know, you don't even have to rationalize it in that way. Just be great. Just do positive stuff. Just step out there and, you know, let your talent shine through, you know, show folks what you got. You're gonna get some good and some bad. That's just life, you know. But don't dumb it down because what you're doing is going to help the person coming up, you know, behind you. And you can be the catalyst for, you know, that positive energy, that positive influence that we desperately need. Like, we got to start taking better care of each other. And the best way to do that is to project out good, positive energy as often as we can and be in our big, bold, vibrant selves. So get some thick skin, y'all, and don't worry about it. And you do good work and good things will come out of it. So that's pretty much what this what I got for y'all today. But I do want to share this. I took my kids to get their dinner. They wanted some orange chicken and rice. They love that. So they get little fortune cookies or whatever in their dinner. And one of the fortune cookies said, "You will find help from an unexpected source." Now, I opened this fortune cookie, and I swear, I opened this fortune cookie before I started this podcast. I had already had this podcast in mind, you know, where I was going to get the information from, you know, Jenna's podcast. I had already had all of this planned out. And then today, I go get this day food and open up their fortune cookie, and this was right here. You know, that speaks volumes to the entire conversation that I just had with you guys. You know, are you that unexpected source for the next person? Am I that unexpected source for y'all? I don't know. Jenna was for me, right? So let's just share what we got, do good work, put out good energy, and love each other, y'all. That's it. It's your girl Flo. This was the Flo Experience. I'm loving me, loving you. Have a good one.